Samsung's iLike Fundus camera repurposes Galaxy smartphones to improve access to eye care. Samsung Electronics is repurposing older smartphones to enable greater access to ophthalmic healthcare in underserved communities around the world. Samsung partnered with the International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness, IAPB, and Yonsei University Health System, YUHS, in Korea to create medical devices one that screen for eye disease by upcycling Galaxy smartphones that are no longer of use. This Galaxy upcycling program is helping to address approximately 1 billion global cases of vision impairment that are preventable with proper diagnosis. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, at least 2.2 million people have a form of vision impairment and almost half of these cases were preventable or have yet to be addressed. There is a large disparity in the prevalence of vision impairment depending on the affordability and availability of eye care services. This is estimated to be 4 times more common in low- and middle-income regions as compared to high-income regions. 2. People around the globe face barriers to accessing fundamental health care, and we saw an opportunity to engineer smart, innovative solutions that reuse products to drive more sustainable practices and make a positive impact in our communities, said Sung-Koo Kim, VP of Sustainability Management Office, Mobile Communications Business at Samsung Electronics. This program embodies Samsung's belief that technology can enrich people's lives and help us build a more equitable and sustainable future for all. iLike Fundus camera displays at Samsung Developer Conference 2019. In 2017, Samsung created the Galaxy Upcycling program to introduce innovative ways that Galaxy devices can make a positive impact. Through the program, an older Galaxy smartphone can become the brain of the iLike TM3 handheld fundus camera, which connects to a lens attachment for enhanced fundus diagnosis, while the smartphone is used to capture images. The Galaxy device then utilizes an artificial intelligence algorithm to analyze and diagnose the images for ophthalmic diseases, and connects to an app that accurately captures patient data and suggests a treatment regimen at a fraction of the cost of commercial instruments. The unique and affordable diagnosis camera can screen patients for conditions that may lead to blindness, including diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and age-related macular degeneration. We were looking for an eye health diagnosis solution that was cost-effective to reach as many people as possible. And when we saw the performance of Samsung's Galaxy smartphones, we wanted to integrate their upcycling efforts into our research, said Dr. Sang-Chul Yoon of Yonsei University Health System. The combination of using multiple optical technologies and artificial intelligence, coupled with camera performance of a Galaxy smartphone, created an affordable medical device that was just as capable as a fundus camera used by medical professionals. This not only solved a health issue, but a growing environmental concern as well. Since 2018, Samsung has partnered with IAP and Yonsei University Health System to benefit the lives and vision of more than 19,000 residents in Vietnam with its portable retinal camera. In 2019 alone, it supplied 90 portable ophthalmoscopes to health professionals operating in remote regions of the country without access to walk-in clinics. Now, Samsung has expanded the program to India, Morocco, and Papua New Guinea. Samsung is also broadening its capabilities to new screening areas, including using upcycled Galaxy devices to create smartphone-based portable colposcopes to screen for cervical cancer and improve women's accessibility to quality health care. Patients undergo screening for eye disease in Vietnam, left, Morocco, right. Patients undergo screening for eye disease in India, left and right. As the world slowly recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic, it is more evident than ever that technology can be deployed as an eye health solution. In the countries where the iLike platform is trialed, difficult terrain, long distances and remote populations all contribute to the need for technology to help us connect and improve access to care, said Drew Keyes, Western Pacific Region, WPR, coordinator at the International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness, IAPB. IAP is very pleased that Samsung is working closely with its member organizations to pilot these solutions. Working with Samsung allows our member organizations to deliver technology in pilot countries and build cooperative and constructive relationships in these regions. In addition to its commitment to purposeful innovation, Samsung is building environmental sustainability into everything we do. This includes working towards our goal of collecting 7.5 million tons of e-waste and making use of 500,000 tons of recycled plastic by 2030. by transforming Galaxy smartphones into low-cost portable eye diagnosis equipment. Samsung helps divert e-waste from landfills while providing innovative medical solutions to underserved communities. Additionally, the fundus camera diagnosis equipment is made with 35% recycled content and is designed for easy reuse. It has been recognized by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, with a Sustainable Materials Management Cutting Edge Champion Award. The Galaxy Upcycling Program is part of Samsung's continued commitment to support the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development through 17 Sustainable Development Goals. Through programs like Galaxy Upcycling, Samsung is not only providing innovative technologies that reshape our experiences with the world, but it is also empowering consumers to play a key role in promoting more environmentally conscious behaviors. About International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness. The global peak body in eye health, established in 1975 with over 180 member organizations operating worldwide, IAP focuses on advocacy efforts to unite the sector behind the recommendations of the World Report on Vision and the Sustainable Development Goals. About Yonsei University Health System. Yonsei University Health System, YUHS, is the first modern medical institution in South Korea, and it has been a leading medical institution in the country for more than 130 years. Severance Hospital and Yonsei University College of Medicine are a part of the Yonsei University Health System. Severance Hospital operates around 2,437 beds across five general hospitals: the Yonsei Cancer Hospital, Rehabilitation Hospital, Cardiovascular Hospital, Eye Hospital, and Children's Hospital, and pursues to be the world number one leader of medical treatment and patient care. And, use continuously spreads the knowledge and experience to the global society in the field of healthcare and medical service. Accordingly, Yonsei Institute for Global Health, a department dedicated to global health at YUS, is intimately communicating and collaborating with global society based on their professional knowledge and experience to guarantee universal health and improve health inequalities around the world. One eye is cleared by South Korea's Ministry of Food and Drug Safety. 2 Vision Loss Expert Group of the Global Burden of Disease Study, Causes of Blindness and Vision Impairment in 2020 and Trends Over 30 Years. Evaluating the Prevalence of Avoidable Blindness in Relation to Vision 2020, The Right to Sight. Lancet Global Health 2020. doi.org/10.1016/S2214109X2030489-7. 3 Trademark registered in Vietnam, Korea, Bangladesh, and India.